What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to What Girl and
Si Suegra.
That's all boring. You've got.
I know.
Now you're even more boring because you're trying to be exciting, but you're saying the same thing over and over again.
I didn't hear you change your shit up.
You wanted to change yours.
You're right.
I like my part.
You're right. All right.
Okay.
Listen.
Right. I do change it every time too. Sometimes I'm like, what's poppin'? Everyone just clicked off. You guys, happy fucking, oh my God.
Monday.
We haven't said it for the last three episodes. We're
happy
off.
Happy fucking Monday.
Yeah?
Did we do Mondays? We do Mondays.
We didn't.
Happy fucking Monday.
Oh. What? Yeah, today's going up on Monday.
Wow.
Yeah.
We suck.
Welcome back, everybody.
Hi.
First full-length episode of the month. You know what that means.
It means our
favorites. I feel like we need a little jingle to insert there. Like, you know how we insert our, like, intro song?
Okay.
I feel like when we're like, all right, it's time for monthly favorites, you should be like, ding, 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 ding.
Okay.
And then we start.
I'll do it.
You produce it?
I'm just going to take one that's on the app.
On the app?
Yeah, Anchor has little jingles that you could just throw in.
Oh. What if it fucks up when it uploads and, like, is off and it's like, monthly fate. Brits.
All right, so listen, I'll try.
Well, and I can have Zane make a little jingle and then you can just insert it in wherever we want it.
Let's see. Let's try.
That's a lot of work.
Zane has a lot of work to do. Let me just see. Okay, if I can make it work and it sound good, I will. If not, hey.
So let's ask them, do you like the messiness of it, or do you want, like, a, you know, a known sign that we're about to get into favorites? Or like a little jingle before we get into the emails, like some separation.
All right, ready? Jingle, jingle.
That was so funny.
Wow, Liz.
I have a story that I didn't tell you.
Oh, okay.
No, I thought you would find it funny, but I just didn't tell you because I saved it for the podcast. That's why. So I go to cycling classes, right? And I've been asking Zane to come with me for so long. And he's always like, well, I'm playing tennis today. Well, I'm working out today. Well, I'm doing this today. And I'm like, you're coming with me on Wednesday. And then if, ands, or buts. And we were having a date day, whatever. So he comes with me in the morning. And I knew he was coming. So on my Monday class, I went to my teacher and I was like, you totally don't have to, but I just want to let you know that my boyfriend is a music producer and it would be really funny if you played randomly one of his songs in the cycling class.
No way.
What? Did Zane tell you this already?
No.
Oh, okay. You don't lie to me.
I swear to God.
Oh, okay. Because sometimes I'll be like, don't tell Liz I told you. And you're like, no, totally. Don't fucking lie. Are you lying?
I swear to God.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I swear.
I trust you.
No, I don't lie when I swear.
Okay. Anyways, it's still a funny story regardless. So I was like, you totally don't have to. I was that person. I was that guy. You totally don't have to, like, just literally, like, you can, like, kick me out of the class if you don't want to do this. It's totally fine. That was me. I'm, like, shaking. Anyways, so I'm like, he's actually good. Like, he has millions of plays on Spotify. Like, he's not just, like, shitty music. So if you want to check him out, I'll let you pick a song. And she was like, oh, I have struggled finding music. Like, totally. I'll look him up. Let me give you my number. And I just love her. I just, like, want to hug her. She's just the sweetest thing in the world. Like, just the cutest little woman. I just love her. Anyways. So she gives me her number. I send her the link. And then she pulls it up on Apple Music. She's like, is this him? I'm like, yes. So we go to the cycling. I didn't tell Zane anything. I'm like so nervous. I'm like, what song is she going to pick? Or what's going to happen? Zane could get mad at me. He's going to be embarrassed. So we're cycling and all of a sudden his song starts playing and he goes, my song. Like to me. He's like, it's my song. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, I'm serious. As if I didn't know that it was his song playing. It was really cute. So we're just like cycling as normal. She's like, up for 30 seconds, whatever, right? Doing our routine. And then when the song ended, she's like, shout out to the amazing producer on that song right here. And he's like, oh, thanks.
Aww, that's so cute.
It was really cute. And so obviously, like, when she saw his music, his stage name, I guess you could call it, is Ryos, whereas his name is Zane. But
did she call him Ryos?
No. Oh. She did say Ryos. But as we're cycling, like, she'll, like, call out some people in the class that she knows, like, are regular. She'll be like, Allie, let's go. Let me hear you. And she was like,
Ryos.
No, she was like, Alyssa, let me hear you. And she's like, Ryos, my man. But sometimes the music is so loud, you can't hear what she's saying. I heard her, but Zane didn't hear. So he's just, like, normally cycling, doesn't say anything. I looked at him and like, so you can't talk in the class because the music's so loud. So I couldn't be like, she just said your name. Anyways, it was really cute. And Zane was like, oh, she's such a sweetie. Like, so it worked. He didn't get mad at me. He wasn't embarrassed. And as we were leaving, she's like, you're so talented. She's like, I'm going to use more of your music. I was like, totally. Use whatever you want.
That's amazing.
So it was really cute. And that's my amazing story.
I'll never forget that one holiday season at work where they played one of Zane's songs. Like, it was on the playlist of the songs.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was like, oh my God, that's my fucking son's song. And they're like, no, it ain't. And I'm, no, really, it is. That was cool, too. But, yeah, that's so interesting.
I was nervous, like I was doing a prank or something. I was.
And he didn't even know it.
What?
And I didn't tell him. Yeah, so he thought it just came out natural.
Yeah, yeah,
and then
yeah,
after, he was like, damn, here I am thinking that she just randomly played my music. Meanwhile, you put her up to it.
No, he thought it was cute. He thought it was cute.
That's adorable.
Oh, that's so funny.
I'm glad you saved it for today.
I know, I know. I was like gonna tell you when you were like, how'd the class go? And I was like, oh, that'd be funny to tell her on the podcast. Anyways, we said we were gonna do favorites, right?
Yeah.
Here we are. Let's go. Give me your first favorite.
Okay, so in one of our last episodes, I was talking about my dog hair and how it's overwhelming.
Okay.
And somebody reached out to me and they said, yo, Jerry, you need to get this.
Okay.
And I got it.
Oh, somebody suggested, one of our listeners?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love it, so I love you. Haley. Shout out to Haley. She's the one that recommended it. It is, are you ready, Alyssa Rose? Do you care?
Yes, I do care.
This is it. Can you see the picture?
Oh. It's like a vacuum hose.
It's a vacuum hose, but it's exactly like the front of it is exactly like a fucking Furminator.
Really?
So this little thing right here, it has the, like the combs that you put
the
on.
The little prongs.
So as you brush, and then you do like one swoop down, and afterwards you push that little thing and the hair goes in there. So it's exactly what I was saying, like a hose to attach to a Furminator kind of thing, which they already have, but that one was like poopy. But I got it yesterday. I immediately connected it to my little vacuum and I sat there brushing the dogs for like a minute, where normally I would have like tumbleweeds of hair everywhere. Nothing. And I was wearing all black as usual and maybe two little pieces of hair.
What?
Like amazing. I just can't use my little red vacuum because that bag will fill up ridiculous. So Ever broke out the shop vac today, connected it for me. It's outside. So anytime if I want to just sit out there and
do it.
But Haley, thank you so much. I absolutely love this. So this is my favorite.
Wait,
love it.
What is it marketed as, a dog thing or is it something
else? It's a
else?
Vacuum dog brush. Like she, I got it off Amazon. It's called the Pen Plax Vac Groom Pet Grooming Shedding Vacuum.
Oh, it's going to be in our show notes on our Amazon store.
It is. So it was $21.
What?
Worth
That's
every
amazing.
Penny. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Like, it's just amazing.
Wait, Haley, that's exactly what you wanted.
That's exactly what I wanted, Haley.
Wow.
Thank you.
You guys really do be coming in clutch with some of this shit.
I love you, Haley.
Wow, that's
you
awesome.
Literally, listen, I did the dogs yesterday. I told Ever to try it this morning, and hair is coming off my dogs like ridiculous. We need to like sit and spend a good amount of time, really. But it's phenomenal.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you, Haley.
That's a good one.
Love
I don't have
it.
Anything that exciting.
Oh. Yep, that's it.
My
that's
first it. One are Fiber One bars.
Did you ever get that shit straightened out?
Oh, you guys want to hear a story time on my Fiber One bars? Fuck. So here's what happened. So it's so funny how, like, if you guys watch my vlogs and listen to this, you get, like, more
Double.
To the story. On my vlog, I'm just like, yeah, we ordered, like, a ton of Fiber One bars. And that's it.
Okay, no, go ahead.
What?
No, go ahead.
The funny thing about Zane? Oh. He gets so mad. Okay. Anyways. So, Zane and I love these little 70-calorie Fiber One bars. I'm sure you've seen them. They've gone viral on, like, TikTok and shit. People put them in the little mini waffle maker. They're 70 calories. They're delicious. They have a brownie one that literally just tastes like a normal brownie. And they have a cinnamon coffee cake one, which I fucking love. Oh, they're just both amazing. So, Zane and I were like, let's order them in bulk on Amazon because we both fight over them because we get one little box of how many fucking, I don't know, six of them. And then they go in 2 days, you know? Mm-hmm. Not literally 2 days, but, like, you know what I mean. 6 days. Oh, well, if we both have one a day, 3 days. Anyways, so we go on Amazon and we're like, great, they have like four boxes of them, like 48 pieces in this container for like $21. I'm like, that's awesome, because they're usually like $6 a box, $7, whatever. So we ordered a brownie pack and a cinnamon pack, and in comes four of the cinnamon and one brownie box. We're supposed to get four of each. So we go online and we're like, hey, we received like whatever we put on Amazon, not the right product, not enough product, whatever. They're like, okay, we'll issue you another product. Comes in the mail the next day, it's one box again. So now we have four cinnamon, two brownie boxes. Fuck. So now we go on Amazon. And the way that it works is now it's like, well, your refund has already been processed. So like now it doesn't allow you to fucking do anything because you've already gotten a refund or the new item, whatever. So it's like so hard to like get like in contact with somebody and be like, this is still fucked up. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Zane like tried calling and he's like, it's not allowing me to do anything because it's saying that the brownies were already refunded, whatever. So I get so annoyed with customer service when they're like, the robot isn't working and shit. And I just end up hitting zero a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't working on there because it's a guy that talks. He's like, let me know your problem.
I'm so invested.
You are. Right. Let me know your problem. And so eventually he kept saying, the brownies were already like redone, right? So I just go, representative. He's like, you would like us to connect you with that representative. It's like, connecting you to a representative. I'm like, oh, great. So I finally get on the phone with this woman and I'm like, listen.
Please, just hear me out.
Hear me out, because I know what you're going to see on my account. I'm like, we got this box of brownies. It's supposed to have four. It clearly says in the title, four boxes, 48 total. We only got one. Then we tried to redo it again. We only got one more box. And she's like, oh, I see. Okay, yeah, pack of four. I see. And so she's like, we can either send it again. I'm like, oh, motherfucker, I'm going to get one more. And then we're missing another box again, because now we have three. Or she's like, or we can refund you the $20-something. I'm like, I'll take that, because now we have two free boxes of brownies.
With all the aggravation, you know what?
So all in all, we got two boxes of 5-1 brownies for free. There's something wrong with it, because I guess I didn't look at the reviews, which I always do. But in the reviews, people are like, I only got one box.
So they're advertising something, but I guess when the people go pick it, it's showing that it's only one box, not four box. Because for it to happen and people will be commenting, they just need to like key it differently.
Something's wrong in the system. So I'll be buying my brownies now at Target instead of Amazon. But the
coffee cake ones you could do on
Amazon. Yeah, the coffee cake ones work. But you guys would laugh if you saw my pantry. There's just a wire basket full of 5-1 bars so that we don't argue over them. So that's my story. Hmm. I got free two boxes. I deserve it after all that.
That's all, like me when I went shopping at Walmart and I got somebody else's order. They're like, just keep it. And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with 3 gallons of fucking white vinegar, but thanks.
Yeah. He was like, I can't get in contact with anybody. And I like did it. And he's like, you're like a customer service wizard. I'm like, it's always representative or zero.
Yeah,
representative
always. Just zero. Just try it.
Yep. Anyways.
Okay. Ahead. What's your second?
I just went on about my whole 5-1 bars.
Fucking honey garlic chicken. Made it last night. It's delish.
Honey garlic chicken.
Yeah. Oh, a honey garlic chicken breast.
Okay. Because,
yeah. It was just delicious.
Do you have a recipe?
Yeah. We can link it if you want. Okay, great. It was absolutely delicious.
Yum.
And it kind of was like Chinese food-ish tasting, but yum. Made with chicken breast rather than like the thighs, which I did say, I think it would have been better if it was thighs.
Everything's better with thighs.
Yeah, but it was a healthy...
Right.
Aaliyah picked it because she's watching what she's eating.
Yeah.
So she picked a healthy recipe. Right. So it was a healthier recipe, but it was delish. Mm-hmm. The sauce was delish.
Yum. Delish. I did the other day in the crock pot Indian chicken and peas. So it had like all the fresh spices and shit like that and like fresh ginger. And I made like ginger rice. It was really good. Like ground chicken and peas. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was delicious. Even Zane was like, oh, it tastes pretty authentic. It was a skinny taste recipe.
That's delicious.
It was pretty simple too. Okay, my second one are sneakers. They're called Adidas Cloud Foams. And they like, they have like a stretchy band on top. So it's not like laces. Uh-huh. So I can just slip them on when I'm like running out to the gym. And when you hold them, they're like literally as light as a feather. They're really comfortable and they look really cute with like anything that you wear.
Those are your white ones, right?
Yeah. Have you seen them?
I have. They're adorable.
Yeah, they're like cute and like on DSW, I'm always like a fucking free promo for DSW, but I just love them because I get so many like points and rewards with like their program. Like sometimes they'll be like $10 off and like you get like birthday coupons or like you can use like multiple promos on shit. So I literally got my Adidas for like $30, which is like so good for wow. Adidas, you know? But they're just so comfortable and like lightweight. And I've like gone on walks with them. I do Zumba in them and they're just like comfortable shoes, you know? And they're like simple and cute.
Nice.
Yeah. I got another pair in beige too on Poshmark because I had like points from selling stuff. But yeah, I wear them with everything. Like they go good with sweatpants. They look good with jeans. They look good with leggings. Like I can wear them casual, but also to the gym, you know?
Right, right.
Wow. I really like them.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's what I need. Like I, yeah.
You would love them in black.
My foot, my right foot, like I wind up dragging it because it gets heavy when I walk and it gets heavier and harder to walk. And so all the front sneakers. Of like my toe box on all my shoes tend to be like messed up because so I always wear, you know what I wear? I wear like the wannabe Toms, you know?
Yeah.
Because they're so light. So I'd probably like that.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have laces so yes. I can flip it on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be good.
They're comfortable.
Might be good.
Highly recommend.
Although I don't know if I'd want to spend that much money to ruin the toe box when my foot drags though. You know what I'm saying? So that would be like a maybe, I'll see, kind of thing.
Well, what do you mean ruin it?
Like
it just gets dirty? Or no, like scrapes?
Like the rubber, like the sole, like gets
Yeah, that's
up.
Fine though.
Yeah,
I guess. The point of sneakers, you know, to wear them out.
I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
My third.
What?
Good Trouble.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You're loving it, huh?
I am.
I knew you would.
I really am.
Where are you at?
Season 2, episode maybe 2, 3, something like that.
It gets spicy in season 2.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I was so happy to see that guy. You know that guy. I don't want to give it away because I don't know who's watching it. But yeah. Because it ended with him in a scene and I was,
I know.
But then
I told you were going to cry, huh?
And then that next episode, I was like, oh, well, you really left me hanging, guys. But yeah, I was happy to see that. And yeah, a lot of shit's happening right now. So
it's a good fucking show.
Yeah. And I really, really still love the fact that it's all
current,
yeah. real life situations.
Yes.
It's not like some far-fetched bullshit. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is really happening in the world we're living in today. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really interesting.
It's really good.
Yesterday, Ever and I watched an episode of The Good Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's another one that they're going, like, right, they were filming through the pandemic. They did an episode about the pandemic and stuff. But there was an episode yesterday where there was a protest and two boys were there and somebody opened gunfire. Both boys got shot. One was like 8 and a half, one was 9. They're in the hospital. The mothers are, like, trying to console each other, and then the one sees the band. So I guess it was, like, a protest, but they were opposing parties, right?
Okay.
So they realized they were on opposite sides.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, they were like, oh, my God. And all of a sudden, it was like, oh, you're one of them. Get away from
wow.
it. And it was just, like, the same kind of right. what we're living in right now.
Yeah.
So it's very real, and I tend to really appreciate shows like that because
yes.
they're making light of such of real life situations, and I really appreciate when producers do that, because for people who live in a box or don't want to see certain things, I think it just brings it to light, and I think it just makes people more aware, and I think that's a beautiful thing.
They do that with Big Sky too, don't they? Like, aren't they like during pandemic times? I feel like they hint at it a little bit in the show that it's like during a pandemic. Like, they've said coronavirus or something, no?
I think they have.
Right?
Let me
have
just
you watched?
Eat this. Yeah, yeah.
We're I've not eight. Caught up.
Oh, really?
You know, Zane and I watched one episode, and then we started the second, and I fell asleep. Fuck. But yeah, I need to catch up on that.
And it's funny, because you told me that your mom really wasn't into it, and I think Aaliyah said to me the other day, she goes, you know, I'm really having a hard time with this. And I said, why? She goes, and I said, that's funny, because Alyssa said it, you know, her mom is. And she goes, well, it's It's because it's a whole new story.
Yes, she goes,
but I'm also, she also does it while she's studying, doing homework. So she's half-assed watching it. So she goes, I know if I paid attention to it, I would be getting it. She goes, but I'm, she's a little lost right
now. Yeah. But, no, I get it. Yeah, because the girls were already escaped now. So it's like they have to add more shit on, like more stories.
And and this one is, it's getting a little spicy again.
Okay, you
know, so it's like the introduction, getting to know the characters, and now it's like getting spicy again. But
Zane's slightly losing interest. But I told him yesterday, I'm like, can I watch it then? He's like, no, I still want to watch it with you.
Yeah.
I'm like, so you're still slightly interested in it.
I think they just need to speed it up a little.
Right. Know? That's what I like about Good Trouble. There's something in every episode. You're always finding out new shit.
So much.
I finally got to see Colleen's husband in the third season. He's in there. Yeah.
Cool.
You'll see him. He's a teacher.
Nice.
Nice. When you see. It's weird, though, to watch. Like, I don't see him as his character. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, I see him as who he is on her vlogs. I don't see him as, like, the character he's playing. You know?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're
saying. Like, I could tell he's, like, super acting.
And I do that with... yesterday when we were watching Good Doctor, one of the mothers of one of the children was in that show, Designated Survivor, where she was like the president's advisor. And so she was very professional, put together, assertive, like da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
And then yesterday you see her playing like a single mother with like a negative complex. Like, and it's like, wow. So it's not that I know her personally, but to watch them play one role and then watch them,
it's weird.
You know, it is. It's so weird.
You can't like unsee who they were in the other show.
Right.
You're like thinking they still have that same personality. And you're like, wait, fuck, this is a totally different show.
Right. So, I mean, I know what you're watching is his real life, but it's similar. It's like, damn, you get to know a character or a person and then you see them acting and it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's not him.
Not even that he's like on her vlogs a lot, but it's like, I know like, they're just a little family that has a kid together and like they hang out with their son and like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, I like the role he's playing in the show. It's like, I know it's so not real because he has a wife and a kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I'm like,
wait, this is weird.
Yeah. I'm like, you're not supposed to be doing that. You have a wife and a kid. It's weird.
I'm going to call her. I'm going to tell her. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to reach out.
She's acting. I can't imagine how she feels. Oh my goodness. Anyways. So yeah, that's pretty funny. Okay. My last one is My Kitchen Table. I just feel like Zane and I say, like, when we sit at it, we feel like we're at, like, a cute little brunch place or something. Aww. It was just, like, a silly little upgrade that just is nice to, like, sit at and eat breakfast and stuff.
That's so nice.
Yeah, and I've been loving working there because, if you guys aren't familiar, don't watch my videos, whatever, we had, like, a wood set, so the chairs were, like, literally just, like, flat wood, and we never put cushions on them or anything. So they were, like, super uncomfortable to sit at. So we really only sat there, ate dinner quick, and that was it. But now we have, like, comfortable, like, linen plush chairs. So I can actually sit there and, like, work on my computer for a while.
That's nice.
So it's nice that, yeah, I get to sit there. And the cats love it, too. They hang out on all the chairs. I actually have to lint roll them before we have our empanada night tomorrow because they're all full of cat hair. So that's, like, a downside to it, I guess. But, yeah, they started scratching at the chairs, which I knew that they would. They're not scratching on it as if it's like a scratching post, but like Benji will try to like stretch his arms up on the chair. You know how cats do that? So I put double-sided tape there because people said that they won't like the feeling on their paws, but it won't like hurt them, you know? Because I've heard the sprays like don't work.
So the double-sided tape is?
Yeah, I think it's working.
Ah.
Yeah. Although yesterday...
So when I sit down to have empanadas tomorrow night, am I going to be like
stick your
stuck
ass
to the chair?
No, I'll take it off for tomorrow. It's on the back of the chair. But I found yesterday, I saw him stretch up and he's too tall. He went over the tape. So I had to put a piece higher.
But he's I'll outsmart her.
Yeah, they don't mean it. Like they're not scratching on it as if it's a post. But like if Bailey will like get up and stretch and she like clenches her paws on it, you know, and then like gets stuck. Like they don't mean to do it. But I don't know. I don't want to try the spray. And people have said that it doesn't smell good either. Like, I don't want that either, you know. And I doubt it'll work because they're just older cats now. Like, they're not going to care that much. Bailey's going to be one soon. I'm excited.
Wow.
May 12th. We're going to have a birthday party.
That's amazing.
Birthday party for Bailey. Oh, my goodness. My little cute cootie. I love her. Okay. Okay, that's our favorites. Yay. Here's our little outro song. Do, 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 do. Okay, Jerry has to yell at you guys about something.
Oh, yes. I want to yell at you guys. Alyssa's like, you have to yell. You have to be assertive.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want confessions. Everybody always comments how funny they are, ha ha ha, but now ain't nobody sending them in. We need some laughter. Listen, I don't mind giving advice, and obviously you guys want advice because you keep sending it in, but let's get some ha ha in here. I want to know.
That's it?
What y'all did. What do you mean, is that it?
Yell at them.
Embarrassing. Embarrassing.
Say, I've asked you so many fucking times.
I'm not that way. Please, guys. Do you mind? Could you? Would you mind,
But we
guys?
Tried being nice. And when you try to be nice and it doesn't work, then you be mean.
Hey, guys, can you please get on it? Send in some embarrassing confession, ha-ha kind of stories.
And if you don't email us, then you're a loser.
Unless
I'm kidding. I'm trying to make them like be like, oh, I don't want to be a loser. I'm just kidding.
I'm gonna have to start emailing. I'm gonna create a whole bunch of emails and email accounts and just start emailing in.
I think people anonymously are scared of us
exposing,
looking, creeping on them.
Listen, there's one that we have in this folder from a while ago that I can't wait for you to fucking read. I'm making you read it.
Okay,
talk about all kind of gags. She's gonna
so lit. There we go. That's their motivation. We have two emails in the folder that we've been waiting to get more confession emails about.
Please.
So those emails are not going to be read until you send more.
And they're juicy juice. And if you know who you are who sent it in, I can't wait for Alyssa to read your email. But please send in. We love them. They're funny.
Yeah.
You know? Please.
Cool.
Please.
Please. Oh, maybe don't yell. Maybe just cry.
Oh, I could do that. I do that well.
Okay. Okay, so that's that. That's all our shit for today. Let's answer some emails.
Oh, wait, I have one more thing to say.
Okay, what?
I just finished telling you off air, but now I'm going to say it on air. Listen, guys, I got put in a group on Facebook. It's like a Amazon bargain group. This lady like posts like all these sales, and your girl is, I got this big executive like leather fucking chair for free. For free. Is that terrible?
That's terrible. You're just cheating the system. You're a stealer. You're awful.
No, it's a promo code and they have it on sale. That's so fine. It's free. But there's so many fucking good deals, but it's going to be bad for me because, dude, I really need 5 more Apple charger wires. I mean, I did. Mine's starting to change. But the addiction. I'm going to wind up buying shit because it's going to be too big of a deal to pass up.
Or you're going to be messaging to me and be like, do you need this? Should we get this?
I did. I sent this to Zane. I'm like, Zane, do you need a chair? It's free. He's like, no, but wow, what a deal.
Was it only a one-time code and you got it?
Yeah, I got it.
So other people could use the same code and get a free chair?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like everybody in the group was like, got it, got
what?
Mine.
What? Yeah. That company is mad.
There was a telescope, too. It was like a $179 telescope that was for free, too. I didn't get that one because I couldn't find my login because I was doing it on my phone.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't find my login, and then it was up. Like, that was a limited time offer.
Oh, well, okay,
one.
Okay.
But that would have been cool because now we just had that pink moon, and, I mean, for free. $179 telescope for free. I would have loved that.
Should I get in on the group?
No.
I already spent enough fucking money on Amazon. I just got... Okay, I know we just did... favorites.
Uh-huh.
But I just tried them on this morning. It's a Lululemon dupe. You know Lululemon that I love? They have like joggers, and basically there's a dupe online. You know, Lululemon joggers are like $130. These are $25 on Amazon, and I fucking love them. I ordered so many colors, and I got them all for the price of one pair of Lululemons.
Wow.
Isn't that cool? Because they're $25.
Awesome. Yeah.
So
see, and I'm used to my $3 Walmart leggings. So when you're saying $25, I'm like, oh my God, $25 for a pair of leggings.
Well, for people that love Lululemon, right? Like, it is an investment because they are really, really nice pants.
You need to link that in there too then.
Yeah, I should because I love Lululemon. Don't get me wrong. Like, I will still buy their products, but to have something in like multiple colors, because also like I want to use them for working out because I every day and I sweat so much, I have to wash them every time I work out. So to have like a plethora of affordable pants, it feels nice. And also you don't have to worry as much. Like, I only wear my Lulus when I know like I'm not gonna like ruin them or like, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it feels like a little less like, you don't have to worry so much. It's like wearing white pants or black pants. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, you want to be careful with your expensive pants. So, yeah, I just order them in so many different colors. I think I like them more, too. This is so fucking stupid, but anyways, I'll just finish my sentence. My Lululemons, I got them in, like, a size bigger than I normally would, so they're a little bit more baggy on me and not as flattering, whereas these I got, like, form-fitted, and I like the way that they fit better, but it could just be because I got a better size.
Right.
But, yeah, I really like them, so I just ordered them in a bunch more colors.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm excited. Okay. I'm going to wear them tomorrow for our empanada night, so you'll see them.
Okay. I'll touch them.
Yeah, feel I'll them. Let you feel my Lulus versus those.
Okay.
The material's a little different, but they're just, like, nice looking. Anyways, so I guess I'll link them. They're on Amazon.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Well, thanks for the heads up.
Yeah. Lululemon dupe. I thought I found a dupe a long time ago, but these are better.
Okay.
They're TikTok. I found them on TikTok. Okay.
Amazing.
Yep. Emails.
Emails.
Okay. How did we even get there? Why did I start talking about those?
Because we were talking about favorites and Amazon.
Oh, Amazon. Yeah. Oh, you're Amazon. Okay. Yeah. Was that all you wanted to say about that?
Yeah, that's all I want to say about that. So
people like can't get in the group? How do people get in the group?
It's called Barbara's Bargains, guys.
Barbara's Bargains.
Yeah.
You think Barbara benefits, or she just likes to help people?
I don't know. I'm thinking that she must.
She must benefit.
Yeah.
Probably on the Facebook group, maybe, like, monetize the ads and shit.
I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know. But Barbara's Bargains. Maybe I'll link it in the group so you guys can all go join and get some really great deals, too.
Barbara's Bargains.
Barbara's Bargains. Say that 10 times fast.
Barbara's Bargains. Barbara's Bargains. Go ahead. I'm sick of hearing myself.
Okay. So in advice, co-worker thinks flirting while in a relationship is all fun and games. Hello, beautiful ladies. This is my first time writing in, so bear with me. I'm going to apologize in advance because I know this is going to be a long one. I'm sending this email in because I want to know what your thoughts and your opinions are on this matter and what you all would do if you were in this situation. So I work at a local campground, and at this campground, we have what we call monthlies. They are individuals and families who live at the campground for an extended period of time for work. Most of these individuals staying at my work are linemen who are putting back my county after the huge fires we had last year. With that being said, I have a coworker who's 21 years old and has been in a relationship with her boyfriend for 3 years. Let's call her Haley. Haley had made remarks that she doesn't like, no, sorry. She made remarks like she doesn't see her boyfriend being, her and her boyfriend being together forever. Me personally would only date somebody if I could see myself marrying that person and being with them for the rest of my life. I don't understand the point of being with somebody if you don't see a future with them, but I guess not everybody thinks that way. As I know, Haley doesn't see it that way at all. I feel like although Haley and I are only a year apart, with me being a year older, I'm much more mature than her. Anyways, let's get to the problem. There are these two linemen who are in their 20s who live at my work. Haley thinks they're really hot and will flirt with them every chance she gets. She'll talk them up when they walk into our office/store. She'll even find excuses to leave the office and talk to them if she sees that they're outside. She's even gone as far to ask one of them for their phone number so that their dogs can have a doggy play date. My other coworkers and I think her actions are uncalled for. She's in a relationship and we all think she shouldn't blatantly be flirting and essentially leading these guys on. I've asked her what your boyfriend thinks about her texting these guys to have doggy play dates. And her response was, I didn't tell him, and he wouldn't care. It's just two dogs playing. I know it's not just two dogs playing, because she's talked about wanting to hook up with him, with them. Anyway, I mean, another one of my coworkers has called her out on her actions, and Haley then came back to me, offended and ranted about how it's all fun and games. I didn't give her the time of day because I don't think flirting and trying to get men's attention is all fun and games while you're in a relationship. Sorry, this is so long. What are your all's advice and opinions on this? Haley doesn't see that her behavior and actions are disrespectful towards her boyfriend, like I and the rest of the coworkers think. She gets defensive when we bring up our conflicting opinions on it. I think she's emotionally cheating on her boyfriend, and I feel really bad for him. I want to tell him, but I don't know. but I also know it's not my place. How would you all handle the situation? I'm not really a confrontational person, so I don't give her the attention and satisfaction she wants when she talks about the guys to me. I simply just ignore her remarks and change the subject. But it's getting to the point where I'm going to have to be the one to tell her what she needs to hear. Thank you guys so much for reading my email. Love you. Bye.
I have my advice.
Go ahead.
As much as she's doing the wrong thing, it's none of your fucking business. To be honest. Like, I wouldn't even get myself involved.
Yeah.
If you were friends with her boyfriend, that's like a friend code for sure. But you don't even know her boyfriend. So, like, why step in the middle of it? Like, her boyfriend could be doing the same shit. You don't know that. What if the boyfriend's doing the same thing at work? You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't mean that he's an angel. Or maybe they're in an open relationship and she doesn't want to admit it. Or, like, you don't never know people's situation.
Yeah.
So I would just, in the nicest way possible, just mind your business. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and as I was reading this, I kind of felt the same way. If you don't know him on a personal level, then don't let it bother you. Because that's exactly it. Like, she said, not everybody has the same opinion. And that's exactly what makes the world go round, is people believe in different things. If she thinks this is harmless and this is okay by her, and you don't agree with it, I don't either, by the way. I think what she's doing is wrong, but I wouldn't go to her and say it. You know, like, just leave it. You guys aren't friends. You're coworkers. You're not friendly on the outside. But, you know, if this was a friend of yours,
different.
If the boyfriend was a friend of yours,
very different.
Different. But if it's just a coworker and she's just doing what she's doing and she thinks it's innocent, then let her be.
Yeah, you know? And I get that it's bothering you to, like, watch it happen. But like I said, you just never know, like, what's going on behind closed doors. Like, there could be so many X, Y, and Z's that you don't know about and, like, why she's doing this. Or, you know, like, what if she's in a toxic relationship and this is her way of coping? Or, you know, like, you never know why she's doing something. Or like I said, maybe they do have an open relationship and they don't mind and she just doesn't want to say her personal business, so she just like, leave me alone, like, I'm fine. Like, you just never know.
Yeah. If I was in that situation working with somebody like that, I would do exactly what you said. Try to change the subject. Ignore when she's trying to, like, oh my God, and I did this and I'm talking to that. Just ignore it. Like, don't even pay mind. Change the subject and move on.
Yeah.
Don't let her.
Totally. It's just a coworker.
She's, what is that called? Renting space?
Rent-free.
Yeah, she's living rent-free. Don't let her live rent-free.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that it bothers you, but at the end of the day, like, you're going to see shit that you don't agree with all the time, and sometimes it's just not your place to say something. Yeah. So, I would just let it be. They'll figure it out.
Again, if you are friends with the boyfriend, everything we say, forget, and then talk to the boyfriend.
Yeah, because that's like, but he should know if you're friends with
otherwise, him. Otherwise, then, I just wouldn't even pay mind.
Yeah.
All right, Alyssa, this is you.
Life advice.
Okay.
Hi, Jerry and Alyssa. I love you both, and hopefully I can meet you girls one day. I need some life advice. I'm 21, almost 22, and I'm a massage therapist, and I have been for the last 4 years. My body cannot handle doing massage for very much longer, so I'm looking into going back to school to do something else. I'm not sure what I want to do. I live with my parents still, and they help me financially because I don't make enough money to support myself. I was thinking about going back to school to become a medical biller and coder. With that job, I would work in different offices and become an independent contractor, and it would allow me to work from home so I don't have to be around so many people, which would be nice while we're going through the pandemic. The only thing is I wouldn't be making that much money doing this job, probably about the same, maybe a little more than I'm making now. My mom wants me to look into being a court reporter, so I looked into it and it seemed kind of hard and complicated, but I would be making more money. I live in California, so the rent is crazy expensive. I'm thinking of moving states and I'm just not sure where yet. I would love some ideas if you have any states that you think are good to live in. I guess my question is, should I do the medical billing because I'm moving states anyway and living will be cheaper, or should I keep on looking for a different career path? I have a lot of anxiety when it comes to school and feeling like a failure due to childhood trauma, and it scares me to have to go back to school, so I would like to only have to do it once. Thank you for your advice. Love you mucho, mucho, mucho. P.S. I have a lot of crazy work stories, so let me know if you'd like to hear some. Also, thank you, Alyssa. You've inspired me to get back in the gym and lose some of my quarantine weight. LOL. XO.
Yes, we want to hear your crazy work stories.
Send whatever.
And, Alyssa, look at you inspiring people.
Thanks.
That's awesome. Listen, sweetheart, this is all Alyssa because I have always said, no, listen, because I have always said if I had a magic eight ball that said, Jerry, this is where you need to be, I would do whatever it took to be there. But to sit here and go, what do I want to do in life? I don't fucking know. I have no idea. I have no idea. So I can't help you.
Well, my thing would be a court reporter. The only thing you said was that it seemed like it would be hard, but you didn't say you wouldn't want to do it.
Challenge yourself.
So, yeah, I wouldn't not do something just because it's going to be hard. Like, I think, did we have the conversation on the podcast or off?
About?
About, like, we were saying how we're scared to, like, do something because you don't know anything about it. But it's like when you go through school and, like, sit through that many hours of learning about something.
You're going to learn
it. You're going to learn it.
Right.
Like, regardless.
That was me talking about my,
that was
if
off
I wanted
the podcast?
To be a phlebotomist. I think it was on, maybe.
I don't remember. Regardless, like, if you, I would definitely go for the job that makes more money if it'll make you happy. Because you didn't say, like, I want to be, like, a court reporter would make more money, but I'd be miserable. Then that's a different story. But, like, if you're down to be a court reporter and it'll make you more money, then do it up. Like, you'll learn, you'll go through the schooling, and then you'll only do it once, and you'll have a job that's good paying and good, like, support for you. Because I would assume court reporters probably get, like, some sort of benefits and shit, you know? Mm. So I would go for that.
Okay. See, now I do have advice.
Okay.
Because I do want to say that whatever decision that you choose, you have to make sure that you are interested in it.
Right.
You know, don't pick one because it seems like it's easier, or
right.
don't pick one because it'll just
money.
Make more money.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have an interest in it because otherwise, you know, yeah, great, you could be making more money but be miserable, or you could be making less money but be miserable. So make sure that you like where you're going with it, and
it doesn't seem like she didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
She's like,
yeah.
I looked into it and it seemed hard and complicated.
Yeah, but hard and complicated, I mean,
it's fun.
But I'm sure court reporters are probably, they are like a civil service
yeah.
thing. And when you're in civil service, I mean, you get the benefits.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
yeah, you get
retirement.
A lot of benefits.
So doing the work and getting it done, if you can get in there, I mean, that's probably what I would do too. But make sure you have an interest in it. See, I would totally be interested in that because.
Yeah, what's a medical biller and coder? That sounds more boring.
That's like you could do at home.
And go do the other thing.
Yeah.
It sounds more fun. You make more money. It'll be more fun.
You get to hear all these court cases, which
yeah,
to me is
it'll
like so interesting.
Yeah,
that's always been so interesting to me. I think you should try that.
Yeah. And as far as living in what state, I feel like anything other than California and New York, you'll be pretty good with money-wise. You know what I mean? But if you're going to be a court reporter, then maybe you'll make enough money to sustain your lifestyle in California
mm-hmm.
if you want to stay there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to leave California if I lived there. Maybe I would. Who fucking knows?
Yeah.
Zane and I were just talking about it yesterday, though. We're like, I don't know if we can leave New York. We're just New Yorkers at heart, you know? So if you want to live somewhere new all by yourself, that sounds scary to me. But if that sounds exciting to you, then go for it. Go get an apartment, like, literally anywhere. Arizona is nice and affordable, and a lot of, like, younger generation people are moving there now. So you can try that. It's really fucking hot, but could be somewhere nice. I don't know. Jerry's the one that looks at Zillow every day, so don't ask me where to move.
Where you'll be happy. That's it.
Yeah.
Don't move to a different state for cheaper things if you're going to be miserable that you
well,
left
Well, that's what
California.
I'm saying. Like, she's going to be alone.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, that sounds scary.
Yeah.
Like, Zane and I were like, if we just, like, up and moved, like, we don't know for that type of couple to just up and move to a totally different state that's, like, far away from all our friends and family. Like, that would be, like, scary. And, like, we'd be, like, kind of depressing, like, by ourselves, you know?
Yeah, but then the thought of new prospects, I think, is exciting.
I know. I just don't know if we're that type of couple, you know? Like, we don't want to leave everybody.
I'll go with you guys.
Where?
I don't know. Wherever you guys decide to be.
Yeah, but you're going to stay in, like, the Tri-County area. So, like, we wouldn't want to go that far. You know what I mean? Like, we don't want to be flights away from everyone in our life. Like, that sounds, like, not fun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah,
But if you're listening to this and you're like, no, I'd love to start over and, like, work somewhere new and,
well, then go.
And have new friends and, yeah, be away from my family for a little bit, like, then go do it.
Yeah, I saw recently in the group, in the Facebook group, somebody posted, like, if you feel comfortable, can you, like, I'm looking for new careers. Can you tell me what you do and what the pay is like? You know, and there was a few people that said, oh, I don't want to post my money. But right. most people were like, oh, I do this and this is about what I make and I do mm-hmm. this and what. And I got to tell you, listen to me. I saw some of these responses and I'm like, I think I need to be a nanny. Because these right. nannies, because yeah. you have people in there that are like, I don't remember and I don't want to state something that's not wrong. But for example, say somebody said they're a phlebotomist
yeah.
and they're making $14 an hour. Yeah. And then you had somebody say, I'm a nanny and I'm making $32 an hour.
Because they got like three kids on their hip.
Holy shit, yeah. you know. So that's what I mean about doing something that you love, yeah. Making sure that you have an interest in it. And then everything else will kind of fall in place,
yeah.
you know, if you follow your heart.
I will say also, like, it seems like a big goal of hers is to move out and have, like, an apartment of her own. So make sure it is a career that you can sustain yourself. You don't want to be like, oh, I'm going to be happy making $10 a day and then you're not making anything to sustain yourself and then you'll be miserable because you can't sustain the lifestyle you want.
Right.
So there's got to be a balance between, like, making yourself happy but also making enough money to sustain the lifestyle Absolutely. That you want.
Absolutely.
You know? Not that, that was just a stupid example. Not that you would have a job anywhere that makes $10 a day, but you know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening to my body. I don't know. Sorry.
Okay, well, this is very appropriate, this next email.
What is it?
Advice. It says advice. Hey, listen, Jerry, I'm listening to the Monday podcast,
oh
and Alyssa's
God.
Talking about how she can't burp and her chest makes noises. Same, me too. It's called GERDs. My
what?
Boyfriend calls it cheese GERDs.
GERDs?
Cheese GERDs.
What?
I don't know what causes it. I've heard it my whole life. Whenever I tell people I don't burp, they're like, oh, I don't burp.
No.
Mine is worse when I drink pop or even if I chuck my water. My chest starts hurts so bad and gurgles. It's so loud and so unnecessary. I don't have any answers except maybe try the Goli apple cider vitamin gummies. Those are the only things that have ever helped me with my GERDs. I don't know what's in them, but it helps me. I don't know what's in them that helps, but my God, I am thankful it does.
See, here's the thing. Mine's not painful. It just sounds fucking annoying.
Yours isn't painful because you don't drink the pop. But if you drank
I don't
pop,
drink soda.
If you drank soda, I'm sure that would make uncomfortable.
Maybe, but I've had like sparkling seltzers and stuff and like
never.
I've never noticed that it would like be painful. I've seen a lot of TikToks. Like you guys tag me in TikToks that people are like, has your chest ever like people that have the same thing, like, has your chest ever gurgled? One girl got like a lot of Botox in her throat. But she said that she was like excessively vomiting. Ooh. And if in pain, like I don't have that. And I hope I don't get there one day.
Right,
knock
right,
on
right.
wood. I'm like, I'm fine. But no, mine's just like a little like acid coming out of my throat. And that's it. Like, I don't like the way it sounds. It's embarrassing. Like when I was in high school, it was really embarrassing. Like during class. But other
silence,
than that,
everybody's like in the middle of taking their final exam and Alyssa's chest decides to
yeah.
Go,
yeah. And sometimes it's loud. Like you can hear it from across the table yeah. here, you know? But I don't give a fuck now because I'm around, like, people that know about it. And, like, honestly, everybody knows now because it's all over the internet. So, like, if it happens, it happens. Like, I'm not, like, embarrassed about it anymore. Like, what am I going to do? It's the noise my body makes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? I don't know what to tell you. It's just what my body does. It's weird, but it's just what happens. I don't know.
Alyssa,
you know what
is.
I mean?
She accepts it. She embraces mm-hmm. her chest gurgle.
Yeah, like if Zane and I are just like, I don't know, sitting on the couch watching a show and it just happens, I'll just like laugh about it. Like, you know, it's like not a big deal to me anymore. I'm so used to it to the point where I don't even realize it's happening.
I was going to say, you probably don't even hear. I was going to say.
Oh my God.
I missed you. I was going to say.
A return.
You probably don't even notice it anymore. Like when my aunt and uncle, they lived in Brooklyn under the L. And I remember the first time going over there, I was like, oh my God, how do you fucking live here with this train that passes above your head, rattling your whole house
it.
Every day? And then it's like, you don't even hear it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, you probably don't even realize it's happening sometimes.
Yeah. It was just happening while you were reading it.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe because right now I'm drinking a lot of water, she said. When you drink a lot of water, I could sometimes make it happen. Wait. I feel it coming. Hold on. It's like when you burp, you have to swallow air. Like sometimes I can like trigger it as if I'm going to burp, but I don't. I do burp, you guys, but only like a few times a year.
A few times a year?
Yeah, unfortunately. All right, never mind.
It's going to come
but
out.
Yeah,
when
everybody knows about it now, so whatever. If you hear it, you hear it. I don't know what it is. I don't drink soda, so.
Okay.
Okay. Emergency advice. Hi, Jerry and Liz. I'm writing today because some recent events in my life are really causing me some mental struggle and emotional times. Recently, my boyfriend was attacked somewhere and he was being beat up. So he pulled his pocket knife and the guy got hit. So he stabbed the guy? Question mark. I was working during all of this. My boyfriend came to get me at work a couple of hours later and he sobbed and told me he was worried and didn't know if he should go to the police. So he called and went down where he was arrested, even though the guy threw multiple first hits and my boyfriend was solely just trying to defend himself in a high intensity situation. My boyfriend suffers from severe anxiety. He's on multiple meds. And so when he's put in situations like that, he doesn't think clearly and he goes into fight or flight. So he's currently dealing with this. And that means me too, because I love him and I'm his partner and he would endlessly do the same for me. He is currently on a 24-hour curfew, which means no leaving the house ever until his next court date. I'm asking for advice on how I can be there for him more and survive this. I just see so much sadness in his eyes and pain because he never intended for any of this to happen. And he genuinely was scared and still is, but now he's facing a felony charge. I just need advice on all of it, I guess. I know I don't have to deal with this all, but I love him and I would support him and do anything I could to be there. So I don't want to give up on him ever. I just don't know how to help him or keep him busy. He's so depressed. I want to get him into therapy. He's has a lot of trauma undealt with, but yeah, I hope I can hear back. Thanks so much, you incredibly beautiful souls. And any advice? XOXO. Why did somebody attack him? Like, just for no reason? I have questions. I feel like there's information missing here.
Yeah. Like, where was he?
Was there footage of him defending himself? Like,
I think I think even when you wrote and the guy got hit, I think it's kind of him because you're saying it from his point of view because he told you the story that happened, right? He didn't want to intentionally hurt the guy, okay, but in essence, he did hurt the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But then he didn't do anything about it, right? Like initially. And I think that made him look guilty, you know? And if the other guy went to the cops first, like I obviously there's so much information that's missing.
Yeah, like why did this happen?
Yeah, I don't know. Because for him to be on a 24-hour curfew, like I don't know, does he have a past?
Record, yeah.
Like does he have some sort of record from the past? Mm-hmm. What were the injuries to this guy? Was it just like a little accidental slash or did he like severely injure this guy? Because to be on a curfew and see an ex-court date to me is very steep. But we don't know because we don't know where she is or what country or what state she lives in. And rules are different everywhere.
Right.
But it just seems to me to be such a serious punishment for something that you're making seem like, oh, and the guy got hit. You're making it seem so minuscule. But the punishment seems so harsh. Mm. So if he's getting jumped and he's trying to protect himself and the guy got nicked with a knife, in my opinion, he wouldn't be on a 24-hour curfew.
Right.
You know, so I think it's got to be something. I think there's going to be something deeper, whether he has a previous history, whether the guy got severely injured, whether he's not telling you the truth on how it played out. I think there's something a lot deeper going on.
Mm. Regardless of all that, now you're dealing with
a depressed.
He's on the 24-hour curfew. He's depressed. He has a felony charge. I don't think you have to give up on him.
No.
I don't think it's serious. Not to downplay the situation, but it's not like a life in prison kind of thing.
Right.
I don't think that's what's going to end up happening.
Definitely therapy.
Yeah. I don't know when his court date is either. So
yeah,
it's like,
I mean, chances are therapy is going to be telehealth anyway. It's going to be via Zoom or a phone call. But I definitely think something and letting him address some of his trauma from his past. Again, I keep going back to the, and the guy got hit. I don't know why that's not sitting right with me. It seems like he told you that. And to me, that's deflecting what he did. He has to take ownership. And I think, again, whether it was intentional and not intentional, it seemed like he's deflecting. And I think when you do something intentionally or not intentionally, I think he needs to own it. And I think that might be part of it too.
Like, also, like, was he involved with this man who started beating him up, or was it just a random person? Like, I'm confused.
And yeah, are there any videos? Is there cameras? Was it outside a store? Camera footage? Anything? Like, to me, there's cameras everywhere, it seems now.
Right. Regardless of it all, what happened happened. And I don't think that you're going to be able to get him to be like, woo, everything's great in life. Like, he's sitting at home with a felony charge. Like, this is, like, yeah, depressing him. So maybe you just need to let him feel his feels. Like, I don't think you're going to be able to make him, like, a happy-go-lucky person right now until this is settled.
I think just showing him that you are showing by his side. Showing
that you care, yeah, but also understand that, like, he's gonna be sad and depressed. Like, if this happened to you, you would be sad and depressed too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, like, don't feel guilty that, like, you're not making him happy enough, because, like, this is a normal human reaction to what happened to him. Like, I would be sad and depressed too. And, like, yeah, I'd have happy moments, but, like, overall, it'd be fucking a sucky time. And, like, sometimes you just need to go through a sucky time, mm-hmm. you know?
But I also, I think that you do need to keep him distracted, because if he's just sitting there in a dark corner of a room in his thoughts, that's obviously not a healthy place to be. So whenever you are around, I don't know if you're with him all day, every day, but whenever you are around, try to entertain, not entertain like entertain, but try to, what's the word? Distract him.
Yeah.
You know, do puzzles, play games, listen to music, watch a show together, cook together, do stuff to distract him and show that you care and that you're by his side.
Right.
You know? But damn.
And that's all we can really say on what you've given us, so.
Yeah.
We
good
wish
luck.
You both the best.
Am I moving on too fast?
I mean, now you skipped another one again.
No, I didn't. Yes, I did.
Why?
My family is talking to my daughter about religion. Hi. First, I want to tell you guys that your guys' podcast has helped me through so much, and I'm so grateful for you both.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We're helping other people. Can we help ourselves?
Yeah, could you? Can we please?
We should listen to us.
I need help.
So we should listen to us.
I am emailing you guys today asking for advice. My 3-year-old daughter came up to me and said, Papa is in heaven. When I asked her who told her that, she said, your grandma. The problem is we don't talk about religion in our house, and we don't really believe that there is a heaven. We simply think your body stays here and your soul moves on. How do I explain to my family that I don't want them talking about religion to my children?
You say, hey, I really want my daughter to make her own choices, so I would respect it if you kept your religious choices to yourself.
There you go.
That's it.
That's it.
And you don't have to have any other explanation.
Hey, you know that thing? You don't talk about politics and religion? Yeah. Can you just keep it out?
Yeah.
Talk to my daughter about, like, roses.
Yeah.
Puppies.
I want her to be able to form her own opinions and not absolutely. Have you saying things.
It should be, and hopefully it is really that simple to just say, I appreciate, but please.
Yeah. And also, I mean, you just sent us a few sentences, but it doesn't sound like they're, like, shoving religion down her throat. It sounds like they just said, yeah, Papa's in heaven. Mm-hmm. And she just picked up on it.
Right.
You know, which is, like, not really that big of a deal. I don't think that they're, like, shoving their religion down her throat.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
But you might just say, hey, not that I think you're shoving religion down my daughter's throat.
Yes.
But she mentioned this. Could we try to keep it out of there?
That's a good idea. Yeah. Bring up what happened.
Damn,
be like,
Alyssa,
she's
so good. She's so good at what she does, guys. I think I'm just going to sit quiet from now on.
Thank you. No, yeah, that's a good way to word it. Be like, listen, she just said something about heaven, and I don't think that you're sitting there talking to her about religion, but if you are, I would appreciate it if you just didn't, so she can make her own decision. That's it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Just move the whole table. You didn't feel it?
I did, but...
Oh.
It's okay.
Am I moving too fast?
I don't know. Tell us. Are we...
What?
I don't know.
Hello?
I don't know. Are you? That's what I meant to say. I don't know. Are we? Tell me.
I don't know. Are we? Tell me.
Oh my God.
Hi, listen, Jerry. Let's get right into it.
Okay.
So I recently got out of almost 2-year relationship right after Christmas, and it was one of the most mature and easy breakups I've ever had. We both agreed that we weren't each other's person, and we went our separate ways peacefully.
That's beautiful when that can happen.
Fast forward to now. I met a guy, and I'm falling so hard. He gives me the biggest butterflies. Our morals and beliefs line up perfectly. We have similar life experiences. I've never been with someone like this before. I've always said I've wanted to find someone older and that possibly has a child because I have a 3-year-old son from a previous relationship. Well, this man is 30, I'm 25, and he has a 10-year-old son. Things seem to be falling into place perfectly. I wasn't looking for a relationship, but bam, now I'm thrown into this amazing man. But is it too soon? I can already feel my family's judgment for me already stepping back into dating. I know they think I move on too fast and have terrible taste, but I just know that this guy is different. I don't want to push him away just because it, quote, hasn't been long enough. I know I would regret it. So how do I tell my family to just trust me and stop making my decisions? I'm 25. Let me live and make my own mistakes. How soon is too soon? Should there be a timeline on getting back into dating? How do I tell my family to stop judging how I live my life? Help.
Hey, family, stop judging how I live my life. How about that? Oh my God, fucking people.
Who cares? Why do you care so much how somebody else lives their life? Like, you could judge from your own head or with your spouse at home. Everybody does it. But, like, don't tell me your judgment on my life. You know what I mean? Like, who cares?
Do they not see how happy you are?
It's just blatantly not their decision to make.
Yeah. And darling,
you're so
there's
happy.
No such thing as a timeline.
No.
To date after breaking up.
No.
I think, just like you said, you weren't even looking and bam, it was there. That's exactly how I met Ever.
Yeah.
And we're together all these years. We're married for the most part. It's a great marriage. Sometimes I want to kill him. But yeah. So I would not even pay mine. Don't let your mind think about your family's judgment on you. Like, get that out of your mind. Don't even care about it.
And just how you're saying, like, there's no timeline. There's also, like, no right or wrong. Like, if you were the type of girl that got out of a relationship and then the week after always got into a new one, like, if that's the way you fucking want to date, do it.
Yeah.
If that's what works for you, just rebounding into more people, like, not in a bad way. I'm just saying, like, you know, like, going into the next and if that works, then do it. You like to be dating.
She wants to find her soulmate. Like, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, you don't want to be single. You know the decision that you want is you want to be with somebody. And if this amazing man came into your life, then definitely go for it.
I 100% support your decision. I don't think that it's too quick. There's no such thing as a timeline. And no. I think you need to enjoy yours. Enjoy the butterflies. Enjoy this wonderful thing that you have right now. And hopefully it'll blossom into more. And then you'll just prove everybody wrong. Be like, there you go. Okay. Yeah.
I don't think that there's any rules to life. I think that society has made standards that we don't need to uphold anymore. Like, I think everybody lives their fucking life different. Like, nobody does, like, I don't know, what do people expect? Like, you date, you get married, you have a baby, you buy a house. Like, not everybody has a timeline. Some people don't even want to fucking get married. Some people don't want kids. Some people want 10 kids. Some people want one. Some people don't want to buy a house. They want to live in an apartment for the rest of their life. Like,
and I'll say it again. Who fucking cares? What makes the world go round.
Right.
I mean, think of how boring life would be if we all did the same
shit
thing.
Or, like, even careers. Like, people that fucking, I don't know. People that, I can't think of something.
A janitor.
No, not even that. Like, a surgeon.
Uh-huh.
Like, thank God there's people in the world that fucking want to do that because I don't want to. Right. You know, like, everybody, like, that's why some people have different interests. Like, me being a YouTuber, some people are like, I could fucking never I don't want to hold the camera. I just don't want to. So good thing there's people in the world that can entertain.
Exactly.
Or be actors and actresses because I don't fucking want to do it.
100%.
So it's like, everybody's got their thing. So who fucking cares?
Exactly. Move on. Don't let their thoughts hinder your current relationship. Because if you're letting what they think or their judgment cloud your mind, you're going to get, like, it's going to eat at you. Don't.
Yeah. Don't. Who cares what they think?
Fuck them. I mean, I'm sorry. That's disrespectful. Don't fuck them. Just don't pay mind to them.
Yeah, if you want to jump into another relationship, like, whatever. Let them judge in their own heads, though. Like, why do they got to tell people what they think?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, they could be like, oh, shit, she's jumping in another relationship. Like, hope it goes well. But, like, don't tell her that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Anyways, okay.
Okay. Continuing?
It's my turn?
Mine.
Oh.
Yours? Mine. Help, I don't know what to do.
Okay.
What's poppin', ladies?
Oh, nothing.
I'll give you some backstory. 4 years ago, I was dating my ex. He treated me great, and we were happy. Long story short, I broke up with him. But he set the standards very high, and now I want to be treated. And
for how I want to be treated.
For how I want to be treated, and how love should, how loved I should feel, and vice versa. Fast forward to now. I'm 19, dating another guy. It started great until we got into a disagreement, and he got mad at me because his answer was no, and he felt that should be the end of the discussion. And he feels that we shouldn't have to have a conversation because he already stated his answer was no. And,
wait, she's 19 now, dating another guy, but 4 years ago, she was dating her ex.
Uh-huh.
So she's talking like 14, 15 years old. This guy set the standard for her?
Yeah.
Wow. He was that good, that young?
I guess.
Okay.
Okay, so they had a disagreement. His was no. He felt that should be the end of the discussion. He feels like they shouldn't have a conversation because he already stated his answer.
Oh.
Also, when we hung out, he's constantly on his phone. I've planned dates and he won't go on them because they're not fun to him, even though it's stuff I know he wants to do because he mentions it. If he's in the mood, he'll do stuff. And I'm not, I'll give in and I'll do it. Oh, if he's in the mood to do stuff and I'm not, I'll give in and we'll do it. But if I'm in the mood and he's not, he won't do it. I've had conversations with him about it all the time and not much has changed. He's on his he's still on his phone and we haven't gone on a date. I feel like I'm not happy because he's not up to the standards I have myself. Simply being, he feels like his answer is the answer we should go with and no conversation. I've also been struggling and wondering what ifs about my ex. What if I wouldn't have broken up with him? All that. After we broke up, he still continued to do sweet things such as bring me coffee to school or I would take him to lunch. I'm not saying I want to break up with my current boyfriend from my ex, but I feel like I've lowered my standards. Please help. Below if attached some pictures of me. Okay, love you. Bye.
I think you should break up with your boyfriend.
Absolutely, I think.
Not necessarily for your ex, but you should definitely break up with your boyfriend.
No.
Because he sounds awful.
My answer is no. And that's it. No conversation.
Ew, he doesn't even want to talk with you.
Who the hell? No, listen. His answer is no, but your answer is yes. There is reason for conversation.
Yeah.
That's
like a major red flag. That's a bright one.
That's a bright red flag.
That's not orange. That's red, boo-boo.
Yeah, you need to say goodbye to him. And you know what? That doesn't mean you're leaving him for your ex.
No.
But if that happened to happen,
then fine,
great. But I absolutely agree that you're lowering your standards.
Yeah.
You know, like tremendously. I don't think any one person should have control of a relationship. Like, my answer's no, and that's it.
Wait, she's planned dates and he won't go on them because they're not fun to him.
Right.
He doesn't want to go on dates with you?
No.
Ew, throw him out. Throw him in the trash.
Yeah, please. Trash can.
He's always on his phone.
Trash can.
Bye. He is a trash can himself, actually. So just put him to the curb.
And let's not forget to say that you're beautiful.
You're stunning. You deserve way better.
Yeah.
You already knew the answer. You just needed to hear it again.
Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you get stuck in that, is this what I deserve?
Well, she wrote it, though. She knows it.
Okay, so yeah, you know it. So get out of there.
Toxic. Red flag.
Listen,
boom,
this email
boom,
was
warning,
a
warning.
Little, this email was a little bit ago. Hopefully by the time we read it, she'll email us. By the way, guys, that's like a donezo.
I hope been she's a out of there. Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Okay, well, thank you all for listening today. We love you all so much. If you want to send your emails, confessions.
Now.
Stat. Write them in. You can go to our Instagram page and just hit the email button. It's very easy to send an email there. That is at Agamil. And our email is agamilpodcast@gmail.com. agamilpodcast@gmail.com. It's just the abbreviation of a girl and her mother-in-law. That's all.
Okay, love you. Bye.